Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It was really cool. I got in the bag over there, so Mike gave it away. He goes, man, I'm sorry, man. I get it. I said, sorry. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get it back. But I don't keep too many. I don't actually keep too many things. So he's going to get something nice in return. So we'll get him a helmet or a couple jerseys or some other stuff. So it was really cool of him to do that.
You got to give it to me. Whoa, how generous. Tom Brady parting with a helmet or a jersey for the fan who was given the ball. The 600th touchdown ball of Tom Brady.
That is incredible. That's the first I've heard that. This ball's worth $500,000 and he's given him a helmet.
And a couple jerseys.
Right.
What an a-hole. Are you kidding me?
I want a game-worn jersey.
Yeah. Well,
where did Tom touch you? Honestly, Ken.
Okay, that's a great line. You've used it a million times. Let's focus on the incident at hand. He stole the ball from this fan, and he's giving him a helmet and two jerseys.
Okay,
and that's not classless?
If he stole it, why isn't he filing a police report?
I don't know how you defend this. I honestly don't.
It's his ball. What are you
it's
talking
his
about?
Ball.
It's his ball. Yes, he's in the NFL.
It's owned by the NFL. He happened to throw it.
Right.
He's going to sell it for $500,000.
And Tom Brady basically is the NFL at this point.
It's my ball once it's in my hands.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like you, Ken. I want some money.
Would you do it if it was a sit-down day with Tom Brady?
No. Give me $250,000.
That's what you do it
for. I don't care about your jerseys. I don't want to meet your wife. I don't want to sit down and break bread with you.
Well,
just cut me a check.
We heard from the fan earlier. Curtis suggested that the fan was the dumbest of the day for agreeing to accept the $1,000 gift card at the Bucks merch store and the jersey, and the fans seemed to be okay with it.
Well, getting the ball was really cool. I don't normally sit in the front row, so I've never gotten the ball before. And then giving it up was tough. The trainer came over and asked for it, but what am I gonna do, say no to Tom Brady? So he asked for the ball back. I didn't really need the ball. It was cool, I got to hold it, take pictures with it, all that sort of stuff, and then Tom Brady wanted it, so I gave it back.
Welcome into the halftime. Did you have to think twice about it?
I told the trainer no twice, but finally I said yes.
$1,000 at that team store would get you like four things. I'm looking on the team store right now.
You didn't even get to meet Brady. First of all, he sends the muscle over there. He sends the trainer over to strip the ball from him. And then he got to take a picture with the football, but not Tom Brady. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. That
I don't understand this at all. I really don't. Like, the guy decided to give it to the trainer. It wasn't under some enhanced interrogation at Guantanamo.
It's a nice thing that the guy gave the ball back.
Right. And the guy's a resident. He's going to be a doctor. He's going to have a great life. He doesn't view his life based on getting somebody else's ball for their accomplishment.
Okay. What's the ball worth?
$500,000.
You don't think he expects Brady to pay him money for this,
No, I don't.
Wait a minute. Do you really think that ball is worth $500,000?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Game used. That's going to go on the internet. That would get sold immediately.
In other news, Larry the Lawyer just landed in Tampa. I don't know if this is related, but
I mean, maybe you say, I'll give you the ball, but I want to know exactly what you really think of Bill Belichick, and I want it in writing.
And he's definitely not expecting it now. He knows that he gave it up. There's no expectations once you do that.
He knows
that.
He screwed up. That's what he knows now. People are like, you, they probably like, you big dummy.
Damn right.
Right. Damn, you dummy. You had the ball. You, man, and they came out. Once they come asking you, something's got to tell you, oh, this ball must be worth something.
Yeah.
This has got to be worth something.
Yeah, but I think it's a nice thing. If you're a fan of Tom Brady, as he is, that's your team. I think it's a nice thing to give the ball to him. Why not? It's not everything. Everything in life doesn't have to be about money, does it?
Yeah, okay.
Everything is.
That's something
and
that
it
rich
isn't.
People
nobody's
say.
Saying it's not nice that he gave it back. It's just like he $1,000 gift card.
So okay, it's nice that he gives it back. Then why isn't it nice that he then donates some money to me?
Right.
What, the Tom Brady donates some money to you?
Or the organization? Yeah. You know, for giving it back, me doing a nice gesture. It's like if you find something, right? You find money on the street.
Whatever happened to karma? Good things happen to good people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You ever had nice guys finish last?
hey, Bill.
That's what Mutt tells me.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Bill?
I want to talk about the Tom Brady ball. Now, the funny thing is, right, if Tom Brady gave the guy $250,000 for the ball, he boosts the ball's value himself. And so if he gives the guy $250,000, then he could say, okay, my ball's worth $1 million. You know, so he's shortchanging the guy for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing yesterday, guys, that we're not talking about, where there was a young boy who had a sign that said, Tom Brady helped me get through cancer treatments?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And after the game, Brady walked up, unprovoked, gave him his hat, gave him all these things, and the kid's crying.
Right.
That's who Tom Brady is. Ken is deranged. The guy gave the ball back. There was no muscle. I saw the trainer. He's smaller than me. I mean...
And you know who was sitting right next to the kid? The guy who gave the ball to Tom, gave Tom Brady's ball back. I think he'd get a handshake too, like, "Hey, bro, appreciate the ball."
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey guys, how you doing? Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I got to tell you, it's not the last ball that Brady's ever going to throw for a touchdown.
Correct.
Maybe if it was his 700th ball, which will happen in another year or so, but. You know, let's be fair. And also, more importantly, a guy wearing a hat like...
Isn't it like a bucket hat?
You can't say that.
Where are the... Don't they have... They must wear pirate hats down there in the stadium, Curtis. You must have a Bucks pirate hat.
Oh, certainly. It's been me or is it the weather? People seem a little weird today.
Well, the weather is terrible this whole week. So
I know, it's going to be miserable the whole week. It's going to rain the whole entire week. Yeah,
this is a douche move, Greg. Come on, could you at least say that Brady not giving the guy
giving his gloves to the cancer patient?
I don't think it's a douche move. I really don't. That he hasn't wrote a check for the guy. Is that what you
didn't even take a picture with him? As far as we know, right?
Well, he probably will take a picture when the guy comes back.
Oh yeah,
when he comes back to the merch store, he'll do a photo op with the guy.
It was a dirty move. It was a sucker move.
It was not a sucker move.
So can we all say Volin was wrong officially? Because he's been vaccinated for like 3 weeks and he still doesn't have a job.
Who?
The son of the guy that you just heard from, Cam Newton.
Oh, Cam Newton.
Yeah, QB1, he's turned down offers.
He's turned down offers left and right.
Oh, where's the offer?
Yeah. Seattle.
Seattle.
What was the offer?
They wanted to sign him.
He turned down. What kind of an offer did he?
Well, maybe it was probably the they wanted him to be the backup, and he said no.
It was actually $1,000 at the Bucks merch store.
All right.
All right. We got to get to Ken, and or are we doing trending now? Let's do trending
now.
Yep. All right.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Get ready for the game this coming weekend in L.A. Chargers game with a trip to Shaw's. Tackle your hungry team with Shaw's party platters, sandwich platters, wing platters, shrimp platters, veggie platters, you name it. Shaw's can help you score a touchdown with all your fans. Order ahead by phone online at Shaw's.com.
By the way, brief conspiracy theory floating around on the text machine with regard to Curtis editing Bill Belichick and removing Bill, saying that he will never say anything bad about Jermaine Wiggins.
I mean, Wiggy's head's a little big. Ooh, I think he was there all weekend.
Whoa.
All
right.
Was that removed for time purposes or for ulterior motives?
It was absolutely for ulterior motives.
Like the guy who gave back Brady's ball, I don't need much except a gift card to the hall at Patriots Place for some merch.
Presented by Raytheon.
Patriots 54, Jets 13. What a beatdown. Greg, you can't deny that Bill ran the score up. I mean, that's indisputable.
I think that Bill, in that situation against any other team, would continue to give the offense the opportunity to work on things that they need to work on. But
it's probably also heard Wiggy talking about how the offense can't score 30 points.
Well, they scored, 29 last week against Dallas, so they were right there.
Mac Jones happy with the performance.
Hey, Mac, how much of a boost can this game give you, you personally and the offense as a whole?
Yeah, I think it just goes back to stacking days, and today we're focused on today, and that's a result that showed. We came in and we had good energy, 1 o'clock kickoff, and we were ready to play. So we got to do that every time. It can't be a one-time thing. Like I said, we're not satisfied at all by any means. We have plenty of work to do. And
that I like right there. We got to do that every time. It can't be a one-time thing, because right now it's really just a one-time thing. You know, they win and then they lose. And then they win and then they lose. You know what I mean? So it's got to be build off this win. You win. Let's see if you can put not two, but let's see if you can put three or four wins together.
How many sure wins rest of the schedule do you have?
I wrote this down before like the show and everything. I would say four. Panthers, Falcons, Jacksonville, Dolphins. Would we all agree those should be sure wins?
Yes.
Falcons are playing good.
Right, they are, and it is in Atlanta, but I still, you know, I'm just, you know, just playing the numbers.
You don't think they can split with the Bills?
No.
Panthers also no. talking about getting Deshaun. That's all over social media today.
What?
Panthers might want Deshaun. Panthers team.
Well, that's different, but I mean, just based off of what we've seen, and you think they could split with the Bills?
I think they could, yeah.
Are you more confident against the Chargers after yesterday's game?
No, because it's the Jets. So, like, in the loss column, I have Chargers, Titans, and the Bills twice. And then the games, I don't know, are Browns and Colts. Could they beat the Browns? Yeah, especially if they don't have Baker Mayfield. Can they beat the Colts? Yeah, there's a chance. But they're sure wins, I think, Panthers. I know the Falcons are playing good, Curtis. They got a lot of firepower. But Panthers, Falcons, Jacksonville, and Dolphins. Wow, you really think they could split with the Bills, huh? Well, I give you that.
Mac Jones coming up on Merloni and Fourier 2:30 today. By the way, since 2000, teams that have started a year 3-4, Greg, 140 such teams, only 15% went on to make the playoffs. Average final record is 7-9. However, added game this year, so maybe that changes things.
Well, Boomer said you got to get to 9 wins. So
yeah,
I would find a way to get to 9 wins.
The only team since 1990 to start 3-4 and win a Super Bowl, Wiggy, your Patriots, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been done before around these parts.
Oh, what about the Jets as a landing spot for Cam Newton?
I don't think if he didn't take the Seattle gig, he's going to take the Jets gig. Right.
But how the Jets are just so awful. We can all agree on that. But you have this young guy from BYU who I think played like 3 or 4 games the year before. He didn't have a full college season.
Who's that?
Zach Wilson.
No, he played a full year.
They had a full season?
He had a full season.
I was thinking of Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, yeah, played one game.
So anyway, he hasn't played a game in the NFL. And your backup is some absolute nobody? Wouldn't you want to have a guy that's a veteran in the NFL as your backup quarterback?
Yes.
Well, but when you're a bad organization, Curtis, like we see all out there, these are the things that happen.
Could be injury concerns for the Patriots as well, though. Dante Hightower missed the game. Leaving the game, Devin McCourty, Carl Davis, Harvey Lange, Jonnu Smith, Shaq Mason. All suffered injuries, did not return. Brady wins again yesterday, as we've been discussing.
Just bow to that man. Bow to that man now. I mean, what did he throw, 4 touchdowns?
4 touchdowns. He now has, he is 14-1 in his last 15 games with 43 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and 1 Super Bowl.
Is he the front runner for MVP? Because Kyler Murray, I know he's playing good, but is statistically Kyler Murray have the numbers that Brady has? I mean,
I think Kyler Murray is the favorite because he's sort of new and he's on an undefeated team and he's playing really, really well.
Maybe Stafford. By the way, it just occurred to me. Any reason Brady wanted that ball back so quick? Maybe before people started checking it.
So I couldn't be checked.
Ken.
Oh, Ken.
Ken.
You are deranged.
Let me get this right. Alex Cora, straight up not a cheater. Tom Brady, cheater. Okay.
Cora admitted he's a cheater. Brady did not.
What about that?
Right. He stopped mid-huddle. He said, get that ball back immediately.
What about the other three that he threw? I hope he got those back, too.
Celtics Bruins win. Revs had a draw, but they didn't lose, and they wrapped up the Supporters Shield best record in the regular season. That's what's trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Right, like, you know Mac Jones in terms of air yards throwing the ball. If he throws 25 passes, 27 passes in the game, like 24 of the 27 are not going to travel more than 7 or 8 yards from the line of scrimmage, and yet it's open. Over and over and over and over again, he is able to complete these passes kind of in a phone booth and efficiently move the ball down the field. This is not a good Patriot team. The Patriots after today will have 3 wins. The only other team they've beaten, the Houston Texans, and they beat them on the road by a field goal. This team lost at home to the Dolphins.
Yeah, but they
got drubbed at home by the Saints. This is a Patriot team that was 0-4 at home before today. You're listening to New York Jets football.
Wow, Bob Wischuschen bringing the heat yesterday.
That's a BC guy, too, yeah. Right?
It is.
How can you talk that much trash when you do the broadcast for the Jets? That's what I don't understand. But how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What else are they going to talk about?
I don't know. I think that you can be classy about it. Even yesterday, I posted about them winning, and I get like, it was the Jets, relax. You guys act like you won the Super Bowl.
Well, no, is true, though, because last year I had a deal with a ton of that when, you know, I was like, oh, Cam went out there and beat you. I was like, yeah. Who'd you beat? They weren't very good. It was the Jets.
We still be excited about it?
Speaking of inaccurate reporting, anyone hear the weather forecast moments ago on this radio station?
Why don't you check your phone, Einstein?
Do you happen to have that?
Yeah, that was odd.
Hazy, right?
Hazy?
Yeah.
It's not hazy.
Look at what I just screen grabbed you, Einstein. It is currently 57 degrees and hazy right now.
Hazy?
Heavy wind and rain this afternoon.
It's not hazy. Look out there. It looks like a dark cloud.
Look at your phone there, Billy Bob.
It does say haze.
What? It doesn't
say haze.
It says haze.
Yep.
It doesn't
say haze.
It does. I'll tweet it out.
Boston, 54 haze.
It's cloudy out there.
It's like a monsoon out there for crying out loud.
It looks crappy.
Texter, he read it. Good job.
This is Curtis. Not that Curtis. The other Curtis. What's up, Curtis?
What's the weather, Curtis?
Hey. How's it going, guys? It's raining where I am.
Oh,
Gresh, what time is it?
Hey, is it a hazy rain, though? Is that sometimes you get that hazy? That hazy.
Hazy was you at Stats Friday after the party.
What's up, Curtis?
So the value of the football. If Brady takes the ball, puts it in his trophy case, The guy did good. He got $1,000 worth of stuff and name in the paper. Yeah. If Brady turns around and sells it and the money goes to his foundation for charity, that's a good thing, too. If he sells it and puts it in his personal bank account, that's kind of a douche move, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can't see Tom Brady selling football.
His own memorabilia?
Yeah.
He'll keep that.
He's not at that point in life.
No, I hate to disagree with Ken, but I don't see Tom Brady feeling like he ought to give that guy $250,000 for that football.
Do you think Brady was as cool as he portrayed he was when Mike told him that he gave it away? He's like, oh, it's okay.
Well,
it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I assume he saw it, right?
There's a video of him on the sidelines realizing he gave it away. Yeah. He didn't realize it, and it's a good video.
Well, he's going to get something nice in return, so we'll get him a helmet or a couple jerseys. Or
what?
Yeah, that is kind of bad. Wait a second. This football is worth $500,000, and I'm getting a helmet, a couple jerseys?
That's what Brady thinks of the average person. He just thinks they're stupid. That's what he thinks of the hoi polloi.
Like, yeah, give me some of that cryptocurrency, Brady, you're pushing on everybody. I'll take that in return.
I hope the jerseys are signed, at least.
Sure they will be.
Well, yeah.
But it'll be the new Brady. It'll be the new signature, Brady. You can't even tell what it is. Then it's not worth as much.
This is Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Larry?
I have take umbrage with Boss Man Laird.
Okay.
You shouldn't let him speak on the radio unless he actually has his facts, because all week he's been jobbing Chad Pennington about not being in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google it, which is very easy to do, mm-hmm. he has a 2-4 record in the playoffs. So apparently he's been in some playoff games. In fact, he lost one to the Patriots.
Okay, I stand corrected.
All right. Well,
Google it.
Good job, Larry. Woo!
Google it.
All right, there you go. So do you feel differently now?
The honey and talent is awesome. You got to keep the boss people out. Mm.
So do you now, Boss Man Lid, he's a playoff quarterback.
Okay, he's had 6 playoff games, 2-4 record.
Well, that's still a playoff quarterback.
No, that's true. That's, in 8 years, he made it 4 different years. Okay, I was wrong. Good point.
So is it a good comparison now?
It's still an insulting comparison.
How is it insulting? All right, what's your comp then?
Tom Brady. He's on the Brady track.
Stop it.
Through 200 throws.
So wait a second. Tom Brady, that means he's going to be close to 600 career touchdowns, first ballot Hall of Famer, 7 Super Bowl rings, 10 Super Bowl appearances. That's what you're telling
me? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying through a couple years of his career, Brady had 2 years to get to this many throws. This is his rookie year. Compare him to rookies. Compare him to young guys.
First year, then Mac Jones is going to win a Super Bowl this year.
I didn't say that. That's not what we're talking about.
You said compare him to Brady's first year. Brady won a Super Bowl in his first
year. Brady's second year.
Oh, technically his first year playing.
Well, that's different. No, I mean, the guy's a rookie.
Tom Brady as a rookie could not beat out the starter in Drew Bledsoe, correct?
Right.
Mac Jones beat out the starter.
Yeah, but your starter was Cam Newton. Dude.
Oh, okay. Oh, so now suddenly Cam Newton. Okay. Newton is trash.
Tom Brady.
Okay. At least we got that out of you.
Tom Brady was trying to beat out a guy that they just gave a 10-year, $100 million contract to.
And Mac Jones beat out a former MVP, 10-year vet who went to a Super Bowl.
That they gave
this. MVP?
That was 5 years ago.
Yes.
Drew Bledsoe?
No. Cam Newton.
Was not an MVP at that place in his career. If the Patriots didn't bring him back, he would have been home.
Do you know, what are you talking about? He beat Cam Newton for the job. I don't care where he was at his career. He beat him for the starting
job. And the rest of the NFL doesn't even think he can be a backup.
What's your biggest problem with the Aaron Rodgers comparison?
Aaron Rodgers is the first ballot Hall of Famer.
I know, but if you look at his rookie season back, and I know you say that it's a much different game, but if you look at numbers from his rookie season and Mac Jones, it's like night and day. So we can't compare. You can't predict what Mac Jones is going to be. Maybe Mac Jones will be a Hall of Famer.
No, but
that's a completed pass, and Mac Jones threw the ball 6 inches.
When you looked at Aaron Rodgers in his rookie year
and
you watched him play, you would go, oh, okay, this guy has something that is going to put him in a position where he's going to be one of the top 10 quarterbacks, top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL.
A lot of people feel that way about Mac Jones.
Who does besides Greg and Ken over here?
Boomer does.
I think a lot of fans are all in on Mac Jones. No, no, we're not talking about fans. We're talking about just regular people who watch the game who don't have a biased connection.
When everybody lauds the rookie quarterback, Mac Jones is basically asked to do little to nothing in this offense, right? I mean, it is running up the middle with Damian Harris and screens.
I don't think there's anybody that, if you were to ask national, you know, football people or anything, that would say, based on what you see, Mac Jones is going to be a top five quarterback in the NFL in 5 years.
Ty Law seems to be really impressed by him.
Non-biased people. You're asking Ty Law.
You don't think Greg's biased? You don't think Greg's biased?
That's what I said. Greg's biased. You said guys like Greg and Ken. That are non-biased. I'm saying ask people that are non-biased.
People that aren't fans of...
No, because we know you got a text message from Jonathan.
Saying what?
Saying, hey, man.
Pump up the tires of Mac Jones?
Yeah, you had a great show. You've been here with us since the beginning, right? I remember somebody saying that.
Boomer's not biased?
We're happy to have the Hill Man down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Jonathan said stop joining our table at Davio's.
Pick up your tab next time.
Let me ask you then, Courtney. Do you think in 5 years or 3 years, three, four, 5 years, he'll be, when you say top five quarterbacks in the league, you think he'll be one of those names?
Yes.
All right.
Mac Jones just dinks and dunks his way down the field.
I think we've seen improvement every week. I'm not saying we haven't seen improvement. So then in his rookie season, you see improvement every week. You're not seeing him go the opposite way. Even when he has a bad game, you see him just improve over and over again. Instead of just, I think a lot of guys would probably take the opposite route.
So when we think about some of the guys that he'll be, Kyler Murray.
Trevor Lawrence.
No, because I don't even know if Trevor will be there. Dak Prescott. 5 years, we're talking. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And then Josh Allen. So he's going to be.
Yeah, better. Patrick Mahomes is. We're just talking about him.
I know, but he's going to be better than one of those guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he's one of the more accurate passers in the NFL currently this moment.
Yeah, top five.
We don't buy that.
Yes.
Okay, that. Yeah. I don't know why
you're so down on Mac Jones.
So he's tremendous when it comes to completion percentage because he does take a lot of checkdowns, which nobody.
No, he dinks and dunks down the field.
And there are charts
Mac
that
Jones
show that.
Just dinks and dunks his way down the field.
But that pass to Bourne yesterday was a beautiful
but
pass.
But every other category.
50-yard pass.
But every other category, he's 20th. Every other category is like
What's 20th. Wrong with a rookie quarterback being top 20 passer-rated quarterback in the league? That is impressive.
Okay.
I don't see your Jags quarterback up there.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, where's he?
Oh, look who his coach is. Oh. You don't think if Trevor Lawrence was here, he wouldn't be a top 20?
It was kind of uncomfortable when Urban tried to jump on the trolley Friday night.
I mean, Kent, honestly, though, if Trevor Lawrence was here, do you think he'd be 20th in passer rating?
I don't know. He's throwing a lot of picks. He's throwing like nine interceptions. That's
I think Trevor Lawrence would be great here.
I love how the guy has an opinion about Brady and everything else, but when you ask him, I don't know.
Well, he's looked bad.
Trevor Lawrence would be good here, though.
Ken, today, you could offer and they'd accept a deal straight up. Mac Jones for Trevor Lawrence. Would you do it?
I'd keep Mac.
Oh, my Lord.
Right. Here's Magic from Providence. What's up, Magic?
How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to help Biggie out here. I think you guys are missing the point. Mac Jones is going to be, hopefully, going to be a great quarterback. But he's not Tom Brady. He shouldn't be compared to Tom Brady. Tom Brady's second year, whether you call it his first year, you can't compare them to because Brady's work ethic after that. After he got the starting position is what propelled him to be the greatest quarterback of all time. We don't know what's going to happen in Mac Jones' future. So before we start making these comparisons and, you know, looking 5 years down the road and comparing him to Tom Brady, you know, we need to just take a step back here.
You didn't even mention Mac Jones' name and Tom Brady in the same comparison at all. I agree with you. This whole thing started because Wiggy dramatically declared 3 or 4 weeks ago that Mac Jones wasn't going to win you any football games and he wasn't going to lose you any football games. So that's how this whole thing started. Right. I think it's way too early.
Do you not think that that's a fair statement? I think he's throwing, you know, the check down passes. He's throwing very short passes and he's letting his you know, our new receiving core and tight ends make extra yards and make plays down the field, which is kind of similar to what Tom Brady did. But Tom Brady also was, after he did that, it opened up the deep pass, the long pass. He took advantage of it. Mac Jones is showing flashes of having that capability because he's a very accurate passer. But that has to be determined over the long haul, not over a short little, you know, 7-week season.
Well, it's very simple. If you want to compare it to a rookie quarterback in this era, compare his numbers to Justin Herbert's. Here's Justin Herbert's numbers again through his first 7 games of his rookie year. That is the guy that you are going to be facing this Sunday. 2,100-plus yards through 7 games, 17 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 107, and 5 interceptions. Mac Jones, 1,700 yards, 9 touchdowns, quarterback rating of 96, and 6 interceptions. So through the first 7 games, Justin Herbert almost doubles Mac Jones in touchdowns and has a much better quarterback rating.
Listen, it may just be, what do they call it, recency bias because of the guy you had here last year. I mean, that guy, the only thing he could dink and dunk was a donut. I maybe that's what it is maybe I'm looking at
a vegan donut, by the way.
What we had. Are there such things as vegan donuts?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, there aren't. No,
there's
there
a place in Portland that has what's the name of it? That
Dunkin' Donuts?
No, they have vegan donuts.
Vunkin' Donuts. So if Mac Jones
was that your name for it because it has a V on it?
Yeah. If Mac Jones is sailing,
that'd be Bunkin' Bonuts.
Bunkin' Bonuts, yeah. If Mac Jones sailing is Jimmy Garoppolo, is there anything wrong with that?
No. I mean, yeah.
And I like to ask
Brugger's Vagels.
You can't win with a bitch for a quarterback.
Is there anything wrong with that if his ceiling is Jimmy Garoppolo? Because I know people don't like Chad Pennington, but then I did a little deep diving. He plays very similar on field to how Jimmy Garoppolo plays.
Here's a text from my adopted home continent of Maine, which suggests that Mac Jones reminds the texter of Andrew Luck. I don't know. Is there a comp there?
Definitely tough like Luck. I mean, yeah, Luck was tough. You can't deny that.
Well, we're not going to deny Mac Jones' toughness, but his performance on the field. I brought up Garoppolo. Some caller brought up Brad Johnson. I also brought up Chad Pennington. You, Greg, brought up, no, was it Boomer who said Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, he said Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
And Ty Law brought up.
He looks like, you know, a young Tom Brady to me.
Well, Ty Law is biased. But when I said to Ty Law, he's more like Chad Pennington, tied in, agree. Play that audio, Ty Law.
I lost it.
Yeah, exactly. He agreed and goes, yes. You know what? That's probably who he is. Now, obviously, take the injuries out of it because we don't think Mac Jones has proven he's tough and Pennington had injuries. But ain't nothing wrong with Chad.
I mean, someone
Pennington
called in and said Drew Brees and Peyton Manning, a mix of that.
Yeah, okay.
Here's Kevin from Brockton. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Wiggy continues to drive me crazy. Wiggy, you got a problem, and the first thing you need to do is admit you have a problem. Curtis and I are going to hook you up. Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it. Wiggy.
Yo, I'm listening.
It wasn't hazy. It was raining. I'm sorry.
What's my problem, though?
Wiggy.
What is my problem?
You got a problem.
I know, but what is it? I'd like to know what the problem is, because in order to fix a problem, you got to know what it is.
You got to know what it is.
So what would be my problem so I know, so I can fix it?
An overestimated opinion of your knowledge.
So where is that? But my knowledge, you heard Belichick said, I'm one of the smartest guys he's ever coached.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He was hammered, though. He was still drinking Bud.
Well, but I want to get
Curtis cut that out of the replay, though.
No, that's all right. Because I want to get this right. So what's your compare, Greg, for Mac Jones?
I think it's ridiculous to compare a rookie.
Okay, so that means you're not going to answer?
No, I'm not. Because I think it's ridiculous.
Courtney?
I like your Jimmy Garoppolo one.
Do we need to be comparing Mac Jones 7 weeks in
to what
he's going to be in the future?
Well, that's what we technically do. You like my Jimmy Garoppolo.
I like your Jimmy Garoppolo from when Jimmy Garoppolo first came on the scene. I don't like, however, that it came up today when we were doing the Martellus Bennett bitch thing, because I do think that you've been critical on Mac Jones when it comes to his mental game.
Yeah, but I never said he was soft, though. See, no, Martellus Bennett is saying Garoppolo's soft.
Right, but I think that people can infer that.
Well,
when
if they infer that, then they're dummies, because okay. I've never said he's soft. He's tough.
Right.
I said he puts a lot of pressure on himself mentally. And can you think he's more comparable to Brady?
Yes, he's running the Brady offense to a T. He's doing exactly what Brady did.
So Brady's failing.
Through a couple years, it looks like he's on track. I mean, a lot can happen over the next 18 years. But so far, so good.
I mean, he's working
his ass off.
He's working. I think everybody in the NFL is working their ass off.
That's not true. You found a quarterback that is dedicated and is giving it everything, every day.
We're not questioning his work.
But that translates to field.
Quick question for you. Mm-hmm. How many losses did Tom Brady have in his first season starting with the Patriots?
In his first season starting with the Patriots, he had, I want to say, 5 losses.
Incorrect. The team had 5 losses, two of those were started by Drew Bledsoe.
You're right.
He was 11-3.
You're right.
Isn't that amazing? How many losses does Mac Jones already have this season?
I believe that would be 4.
Oh, one more.
Brady's second year.
Interesting.
Also, thank you to Josh on Twitter, the Holy Donut, vegan donuts.
The Voli Vonut is what it actually
works. Yep, there you go.
What's it called?
The Holy Donut.
In Portland.
Yep.
All right.
Very good.
We got to take a break, but we'll...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Be right back.
1, 2! Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Lazy, hazy Monday on the way. Are the beaches going to be crowded today, Curtis, because of the haze out there?
I officially withdraw my meteorology title on this show. I will never do weather again. It is currently 57 degrees and hazy.
Let them bully you. It does say hazy on the app.
That's okay. You know, Greg had a rough weekend, so he's got to take it out on me. It's okay.
Wiggy, in the Twitch chat,
yep,
they'd like your comp on Justin Fields.
I would say if he gets with a good coach and what I see from his skill set.
Oh God, don't even.
What I see from his skill set, I could see him being similar to Josh Allen.
Okay.
He gets with a good coach.
Okay, so it's all, when it comes to his performance so far, it's all poor coaching.
Well, is Josh Allen one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league right now?
Yes.
His first 2 years in the league, we wanted to kick him out of the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened? He got Brian Daboll, which is a very good coach, and then he got a stud wide receiver, and now we look and go, okay. So a large part of it is the coaching, and also I think that hurts Mac Jones as well, is he needs an elite receiver, right? He needs somebody.
I was going to say, who has more of an elite receiver currently?
What do you mean?
Justin Fields or Mac Jones?
I would say I would probably go with Justin Fields.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say that.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
What's up, guys? Hey, Wiggy.
You.
Hillman, I love the show. Wiggy, I think it's safe to say you're the least guy on that show with credibility as far as when it comes to quarterbacks.
I was a quarterback in high school. So I am pretty good.
I don't care if you played in high school, you know, kindergarten. You're the guy that wants to give Cam Newton $30 million, right?
Okay.
Where's Cam Newton now?
Oh, Cam Newton's he's waiting for the perfect opportunity.
I know. You keep saying about your boy Justin Fields coaching. Well, you
I'll take Trevor Lawrence, too.
What happened to you?
I did really well.
You did? I never knew who you were.
Well, you see, you should have looked up. You should have looked at my numbers.
The Patriots for 20-something years. I never knew who you were.
Well, see, with the Patriots, they held me back. Once Bill let me off the chain, I went to Minnesota and led that team in receptions.
You were one
hit wonder. I led the team in receptions, Joe. Joe, for 3 years.
You always say, let's talk football. Let's talk football.
Let's talk football.
No.
Let's talk
it. All you know is your X's and O's.
No.
You have no.
Joe.
You can't evaluate talent.
Joe.
You wear no such talent.
Joe.
Actually, Joe, Dog the Bounty Hunter just announced he's going to go out and find Cam Newton's career.
Good. I like it.
I led the.
Is that all right? Yeah. Okay.
This
okay.
is for Joe, who doesn't know football.
Finally,
you
back
know
on Dog and away from me.
I led the Vikings in receptions for 3 years in a row. As a tight end, when, you know, it really wasn't a passing league era. So, Joe, get your facts right. I was more than a one-hit wonder.
No, and at the event on Saturday, I felt like all the cheers were for you when you were walking out. It was. I heard it.
A lot of cheers for a lot of people.
I heard it.
Get it right.
If Bill
would have let me do what I was supposed to do, you would have needed, you would have went from me right to Gronk.
Come on, let's go, Viking fan.
This is Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's going on, Alex?
I was at the game yesterday. I saw Wiggy. Wiggy, that was me dancing around that Jason mask, giving you some props at Howl at the Moon.
Okay.
I haven't heard this name mentioned yet, but what about Alex Smith? Kind of a safe quarterback, not going to win you games, not going to lose you games, but pretty smart. Could you see him maybe turning into an Alex Smith-esque quarterback?
I could see that. The only thing that Alex Smith had over – would have over Mac Jones is he had a little bit of ability to create with his legs. Alex Smith was a pretty good athlete. But I think that's a very good comparison.
Oh, Mac had a nice run yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Mac is a smart quarterback who doesn't make mistakes. Nothing wrong with that.
And can I say one quick thing here? I know you guys are running short on time. I am a Cam supporter. I was the guy who called in and called Mac the check down king week one, yada, yada, yada. He's evolved. He's been playing better. But should I be getting bullied for wearing a Cam Newton jersey at the games when I'm cheering on Mac in the defense when I'm getting harassed by home fans? Like, what the hell is that?
No, that's stupid. No,
yeah, that's stupid. No, you're supporting the team.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Not going to get rid of a jersey that you – so why are they –
How many jerseys would you guess? How many Cam Newton jerseys did they sell?
I think they were hot when they first went on the market.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw facts nationally. I think he sold 17.
Cam a lot.
A lot of Brady jerseys out there. They bullying people for wearing.
Why would you do that? He's an ass. He's a horrible person.
Having Ty, when's Ty Law back in studio?
I think maybe tomorrow.
Okay,
maybe he'll be
I
in
might
tomorrow.
Wear a Ty Law jersey tomorrow. Then.
Okay. Yes. All right. Excellent. Yeah, Ty Law at 8:30 tomorrow. Patriots Monday continues today. With whom? Mac Jones at 2:30. Correct.
Correct. Ted Karras is going to be on today. 10:15. With Christian Keith.
He, the nephew of the legendary actor who played Mongo on in Blazing Saddles, I believe, which is probably a film you can't see anymore.
No,
you
think
you
can, no, no.
That's
no.
probably has Blazing Saddles been canceled?
It's been canceled.
What is Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie, but unfortunately, that's probably not allowed.
The horse scene.
Blazing Saddles is Wiggy at 5 a.m.
When my man's coming in on the horse, I think that's all you really need to know.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
Oh, it's over?
What, the show?
Yeah.
It went by quick today.
I thought you
today.
Were taking a break or something.
No.
Yeah. I had some more nuggets on Mac and Comparables.
Do you want to bring those back in tomorrow morning?
I don't want people to get all sensitive. They say, what do I know?
Why don't you do a deep dive on your Instagram or your Twitter or something like that?
I'm going to do some hot all 22 study in a day.
I mean, the show is over, but we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Gresham Keefe is next. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.